Hey, Shavuot Tov, everybody. As we have this Erev Rosh Hashanah, begin Parshas Vayilech, which last year we focused on this Aliyah, the beautiful, beautiful interpretation of the Ramban, Vayilech Moshe. So where did he go? The Pasuk doesn't say. So Moshe says he left the Machane Levia to go to the Machane Yisrael, Ke'ilu Lipater Berishus. He went to go take leave of the Jewish people, that he felt that it wasn't Derech Eretz for him to pass away, as it were, without asking Rishus. And he said, Ben Mayash, and therefore it was a Derech Eretz. It was Musaro Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was highlighting the idea, Lo Chalo, let's say, Svilavo, I'm old, you don't need me anymore, you know, you'll be better off without me, I'm holding you back. It was all me, Derech Eretz. That was last year. This year I just wanted to develop Rashi's interpretation, which is twofold. First, Vashem Amari Lai Lo Savor Sayardin Hazad. This is what we like to call the Isha Halacha, the Halachic Man interpretation. Lo Chalo, let's say, Svilavo, Rashi says, it wasn't that he was weak, right? The last Pasuk in Zos HaBracha, the last few Pesukim stress, Lo Chasai No, Velo Nas Lecho, that Moshe Rabbeinu died at the height of his physical powers, but why can't he cross the Yarden? Hashem Amari Lai, because Moshe's reality was a halachic reality. If Hashem said, you can't cross, that means you can't cross, as if he was physically disabled from so doing. It's like when Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, the Pasuk says, Vayam Mosham, Moshe Ever Hashem, Be'eretz Moav al pi Hashem. The simple pshat in Pasuk is that he died because Hashem said to die. So Moshe Rabbeinu as an Eved Hashem died, right? That's the sort of the apex of even the survival instinct wasn't able to sort of overcome that by Moshe. The other interpretation that Rashi says is really the point that I wanted to develop. Rashi says that based on the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Gimel, Nistamu Mimenu Mayano Sachach Maluchal Latseis Velavo is B'divrei Torah. And therefore, Yehoshua, who over lefanecha, that Yehoshua was now the embodiment of Torah Shabbat Pez. We know the Rambam begins Hilchos Mamrim by saying that based on Hagadol Shurushalayim, him ikar Torah Shabbat Pez, v'heim amudei ha'orash, v'misham ha'choku mishpat, yotzei l'chol Yisrael, v'chol ha'mamin, v'moshe Rabbeinu v'saraso, chayav l'smoch ma'isa hadas alayin, u'isha'in alayhem. That Moshe Rabbeinu, and every Bezdin that follows that, is the embodiment and personification of Torah Shabbat Pez. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer that personification, according to this tradition in the Chazal, and it's already passed to Yehoshua, lo chalo datzeis v'lavo v'divrei Torah. So, you know, on one level, this explains the transition, but in a deeper sense, what this does for us is it makes Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership synonymous with Torah leadership. And Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer capable of providing Torah leadership, so eo ipso, and by very definition, Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer going to lead the Jewish people. The leadership, Hanhagas Klal Yisrael, is Hanhagas HaTorah. It always has to be that way. Any leadership which is not Torah leadership can do important things. It can have important achievements, but it really can't claim the mantle of Hanhaga of Klal Yisrael. That's a leadership which is reserved for Torah leadership. And Moshe Rabbeinu establishes that principle and that paradigm. Right, he was Av HaNaviim, he was many things. He had the din of a melech, Vayhi Vishur Melech, but his legacy is Moshe Rabbeinu. And in that respect, Chacham Adaf Minavi, the Chachma, the fact that he's Moshe Rabbeinu, is much more important than his status as a Navi. Because Torah leadership is the sine qua non. So Lo Chalod, let's say Svalavo, B'divrei Torah, so that makes Moshe Rabbeinu, by definition, no longer that the leader, Yehoshua, who over lefanecha, kasher diber Hashem, right, as the Gemara captures so inimitably, Moshe and Yehoshua, you know, transition that Shabbos. You know, Yehoshua was the one, you know, who gave the drasha. It's all meant to evoke this idea that, you know, manhigos of Klal Yisrael is inextricably linked with Torah. So that, again, I know, give the wishes on Erev Shabbos. So just to reiterate very briefly, ksivachsim etova, we look forward Bezros Hashem, to another year of wonderful learning together in Taf Shin Pei Gimel.